Okay, let's do this one. Why not just use the eagles to fly Frodo and the One Ring to Mordor? It's a huge fan theory, but when you analyse the text, does it actually work, or is it just tinfoil? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into the lore and legendarium of Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. It is the best known and most widely shared fan theory about the Lord of the Rings ever, and you can find people suggesting it all over the internet. This theory identifies an apparent plot hole in Tolkien's otherwise impeccably planned masterpiece and fills it with a solution. Why send hobbits overground all the way to Mordor when you have eagles on your side? Just fly them there. Some go even further. Perhaps Gandalf had planned all along to use the giant eagles, who had helped him out several times before, to fly the ring there. His last words to them before he fell in Moria were, "Fly, you fools, after all." On the face of it, this does all seem like a great idea, which is why the theory has taken off so much. Rather than having two rather low-powered hobbits try to sneak into the enemy's heavily defended backyard, you could use the eagles on a fast-moving stealth raid. They rescued Gandalf from Isengard, and in The Hobbit, they rescued all of Gandalf's party en route to the Lonely Mountain, so we know they are friendly with Gandalf. They could swoop in and just drop the ring into the cracks of doom, or drop a crack team of commandos just outside the door and let them do it. Why not? Well, let's start by analysing the idea that this was Gandalf's plan all along. There appear to be two main bits of evidence used to support this. First, there's the idea that he was trying to steer the Fellowship towards the Eagle's Eyrie. We aren't told exactly where that is, but it's somewhere on the eastern side of the Misty Mountains and close by the High Pass. Gandalf's original thought on how to take the Fellowship over the Misty Mountains was the High Pass near the Eyrie, so there's that. The second bit of evidence often used is Gandalf's last words to the Fellowship. "Fly, you fools," he says, before the Balrog pulls him down into the depths of the earth. Okay, so let's start with this idea that Gandalf wanted to take the Fellowship close by the Eyrie. This, however, is not backed up by the text at all. He spends long hours in conversation with Aragorn in Rivendell and later discussing which way to go, suggesting alternative ways to the High Pass. In fact, the High Pass, the one which goes closest to the Eagles, is rejected as an idea quite quickly due to the weather, and by the time they leave Rivendell, they have decided not to go that way at all, instead heading well over 100 miles south to the Redhorn Pass. In short, Gandalf does not ever actually try to take them that way. When they get to the Redhorn Pass and can't cross, Gandalf even admits that he had always suspected that they may have to head through Moria. And to be honest, even the implication that Gandalf is some kind of autocratic leader in charge of the Fellowship is also not backed up by the book. I did a whole other video about what Gandalf's plan was, and the risk of spoiling that video, more often than not, it was to follow Frodo's lead and advise him, rather than tell people what to do. Indeed, the whole point of him coming to Middle-earth as an old man, masking his power, is so that he supports and guides the free peoples of Middle-earth, not lead them. No, there is no evidence that this was Gandalf's plan, and no evidence that he actually ever tried to take the Fellowship anywhere near the Eagles. The second argument that Gandalf wanted the Fellowship to use the Eagles, and the most widely cited, is that his last words to them are, "Fly, you fools." Did he literally mean for them to fly? Personally, I'm quite certain that he didn't. Because even a cursory look at Tolkien's and Gandalf's language usage tells us that fly is just an old-fashioned way of saying move fast. I started checking through the books for references, and there really are too many to repeat here. The hobbits use fly 3 or 4 times to describe their escape from the Shire. Glorfindel tells the hobbits to fly because the Nazgul are approaching. Gandalf himself uses it to tell a wolf to be off. And to top it all, just in this section we're looking at now, Gandalf is described as flying down some steps. Aragorn and Boromir are described as flying across some open ground. Gandalf tells the Fellowship to fly over the Bridge of Khazad-dûm, and so on. This isn't some coded message, it's just Tolkien's and Gandalf's favourite way of saying, move quickly. It was quite common phraseology back when the book was written. It just sounds a bit odd to our ears today. Okay, so now we've covered off the idea that this was somehow Gandalf's secret plan, it clearly wasn't, let's look at whether it would have been a good idea anyway. Well, first, let's do away with any idea that this would be some kind of stealth mission. They are called Great Eagles for their size, as well as their magnificence, and although they do vary a bit in size in Tolkien's writings, they are always large, very large, sometimes enormous. The largest we hear of is Thorondor, who had a wingspan of 55 metres. That's half the length of a football pitch. Imagine a convocation of eagles. Yes, wonderfully, that is the collective noun for a group of eagles. Lots of eagles that size. You would see them for miles around, particularly as the skies around Mordor were being guarded by Nazgul on their fell beasts. But maybe they could speed in, catch everyone by surprise, and drop the ring in the cracks of Dune. Well, again, unfortunately not, because the eagles wouldn't be able to get to the actual cracks themselves, just the mountainside outside. We're told that the entrance to the cracks is at the end of a long cave or tunnel that bored into the mountain's smoking cone. You can walk down it, but not fly there. Fair enough. So maybe the eagles carry the fellowship to just outside the door, drop them off there, and let them fight their way in. Frodo and Sam go in easily enough on their own, after all. That's true, they did, but they only got through so easily because Sauron had diverted the large force normally stationed there to face Aragorn, who he thought had the ring and was about to attack Mordor, and that false assumption was only possible because Sauron had previously seen Pippin through the Palantir at Ulthanc and assumed he was the hobbit with the ring. In short, the only way for a small group to get into the cracks of Doom was the chain of events that actually happened. Just dropping some people in there without Pippin and Aragorn's later adventures happening would have been simply to drop people into the middle of a hostile army. Not a clever plan at all. And while we're at it, we're making huge assumptions that the eagles would even want to and be able to carry people all that way. Tolkien explicitly tells us that they wouldn't, much earlier in the story, when Gandalf was being carried away from Orthanc by Gwaihir, the Lord of the Eagles. "How far can you bear me?" I said to Gwaihir. "Many leagues," said he, "but not to the ends of the earth. I was sent to bear tidings, not burdens." The eagles, who are, let's not forget, more than just eagles, they are servants of Manwë, the king of the Valar, are observers and bearers of news, rather than primarily active participants in Middle-earth. They aren't there to carry people around from one place to another. Gandalf will have understood that when Gwaihir said that he wasn't sent there to bear burdens. He will have included the burden of the ring in that. The ring is always referred to as a burden. But the more important issue here is that even if the eagles wanted to carry the fellowship to Mordor, and even if they managed to get them there, and even if the fellowship managed to fight their way in there, who would have the strength to throw the ring into the cracks of Doom? The closer the ring got into Mordor, the stronger it became. Eventually, even Frodo's will failed. It took control of Boromir a long way away. It's all very well that Aragorn is the heir of Isildur, but we know that Isildur's will also failed all those years ago, when Elrond counselled him to destroy the ring. Perhaps Legolas or Gimli could have tried, but could they really have done better than Frodo, with the ring using every bit of its power to stop itself from being destroyed? There are no certainties here at all. No, the more you look at it, the more it seems that the only and best way for the ring to be destroyed was the way it was. Frodo and Sam carrying it through Mordor, Aragorn distracting Sauron's attention, and Gollum ultimately destroying the ring by accident, not design. Though again, I've done a whole other video on that if you're interested, because accident isn't really the right word. And I actually think the wisest of Middle-earth had an inkling that this might all be the case. This is why no one suggested the eagles' plan. I'm not saying that Gandalf or Elrond or Galadriel or whoever knew exactly what would happen, but they seem to have a feel for what must be. This is what Elrond said when talking to Frodo. "If I understand aright all that I have heard," he said, "I think that this task is appointed for you, Frodo, and that if you do not find a way, no one will. This is the hour of the Shire folk, when they arise from their quiet fields to shake the towers and councils of the great. Who of all the wise could have foreseen it? Or, if they are wise, why should they expect to know it until the hour has struck?" Elrond senses that this is Frodo's task, not something for all of the Fellowship. They should help however they can, but it is up to him to carry the ring. And Gandalf seems to have a similar feeling about Gollum. "I have not much hope that Gollum can be cured before he dies," he said, "but there is a chance of it, and he is bound up with the fate of the ring. My heart tells me that he has some part to play yet, for good or ill, before the end. And when that comes, the pity of Bilbo may rule the fate of many, yours not least. Gandalf knows somehow that Gollum will play an important role later in this quest, and Galadriel seems to sense that even if the Fellowship, as was the case when they were in Lothlorien, did not know which path they would take, it was already fated for them, and hints that the Fellowship may break and they may tread different paths. She says, "Maybe the paths that you each shall tread are already laid before your feet, though you do not see them." Elrond, Gandalf, and Galadriel each seemed to sense parts of what was to come, even if they do not see the whole picture. So, let's summarise this. It was never Gandalf's plan to use the Eagles to get to Mordor. He never tried to take the Fellowship anywhere near the Eagles. The Eagles wouldn't want to do it anyway, and even if they had, the plan would probably fail anyway. The only way to destroy the Ring was pretty much if events panned out exactly as they did. Gandalf, Elrond, and Galadriel saw parts of this and helped events along their way. The way to destroy the One Ring was never going to be through clever power games with Deus Ex Machina Eagles dropping the Fellowship deep into enemy territory like some kind of commando squad. No, it was through simplicity, humility, and pity, as we were told right from the beginning of this story. If you'd like to see more videos on the world of J.R.R. Tolkien and The Lord of the Rings, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of the screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.